Wednesday morning. A couple of stories this morning where tech, laziness, and the workplace collide. Now, one involves job seekers who are not going to get the job because hiring managers have busted them doing this. I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, this story.
Ooh, okay.
Broken by Bloomberg, but it's all over now. That Wells Fargo whacked more than a dozen work-from-home employees because while they were home, they weren't working. I've been on this forever.
This is amazing.
Right? So many hybrid or full-time work-from-home folks swear they are more efficient. They're producing greater output in their work-from-home capacities. Anytime we talk about it here on the show, right, we get texts saying as much. And I'm not saying that's never the case. Right? I am saying I do think in large part I don't buy it. And neither do the employers. So these workers at Wells Fargo, big banking institution, of course, they got fired apparently for not doing their work. How'd they know? Yahoo Finance picking up the story here.
More than a dozen employees were reportedly let go at Wells Fargo for allegedly using fake keyboard movements to make it seem like they were working.
What? Fake keyboard movements.
That way it indicates that there's activity taking place.
Yes.
So space bar here.
Yes.
Okay.
Employers didn't take long for them to figure out. A lot of these work-from-homers weren't doing anything, so they began monitoring their remote connections. Rather than spend time actually doing their jobs, these deadbeats then spent time figuring out a way around that.
Devices sometimes known as mouse jigglers took off during the pandemic work-from-home era, and people swapped tips for using them on social media.
So you get these devices that kind of move the mouse around every once in a while. You don't even have to come back and hit the space bar yourself. That's how bad it is. So the monitoring software then, right, wouldn't pick up. They'd pick up some online activity, keep the managers off their backs.
Well,
apparently Wells Fargo figured it out somehow and they got whacked. Analysis here once again from Yahoo Finance.
There is this push-pull with some employees. They don't want to go back to the office. They love the new flexibility that they have been grown accustomed to because of the pandemic. But we have seen more and more managers come out and executives mandating this return to office. And I think a lot of it, one, obviously has to do with culture, but two, just making sure that people are getting their work done and are making great use of their time.
Now, in fairness, they were making great use of their time. They just weren't doing their jobs. Right?
Doing the laundry.
Or doing the laundry.
Who knows? Taking a nap.
Feeding the kids, right? Going for a walk, taking care of the dog.
Yeah.
Right. I mentioned hiring managers. This one is Generation Z. So this would be the newest members of the workforce coming out of college now, and some of them still in college and even later in their high school careers. And it's AI. It's artificial intelligence. Hiring managers report they're getting answers to questions from job seekers and even entire cover letters that are identical. Cover letter and resume, pretty standard job application stuff. So Eric's the hiring manager. He gets a, hey, I really want to work here. It'd be great for the job.
Yeah.
Gets that letter from me. Gets that letter from Greg Hill. Gets another one from Debbie Lazica. They're all exactly the same. It's AI. They're using ChatGPT. Write me a cover letter for this job. They don't change a word. Shoshana Davis is a Gen Z career expert telling CNBC, I speak to businesses and employers who hire anything from 10 to thousands of Gen Zs every year. One of the main challenges I'm seeing at the moment is the use of AI, specifically ChatGPT. Employers are getting hundreds of the exact same cover letters, word for word, or answers to job application questions that are the same. They suspect ChatGPT is what's doing that.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, you can use it to give you a benchmark.
Sure.
You got to change a couple, personalize it a little bit.
Exactly the same.
I get it, man. If you're one of these beanbag sitters, though, in the office ping pong champion, they're coming for you. The tables have turned. Folks are cutting back. And your next TikTok might end up this way.
Big life update. I got laid off yesterday.
Time for news about your money. WTMJ Annex Wealth Management market update. Dow Jones Industrial Average up another 56 points to 38,835. NASDAQ to 17,862. That was up just about 5 points. So holding on to its recent gains. S&P 500 closed up 14 to 5487. I will mention the markets are closed today for the Juneteenth holiday. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite, financial planning at every level. Details at annexwealth.com. Welcome to The Knowledge Brokers, a weekly feature covering the dynamics of the insurance market and how it affects Wisconsin businesses and residents. Sponsored by the original knowledge broker, R&R Insurance. Back with us again today, Jeff Salazinski, Vice President of Insurance Operations. Jeff, we've talked about cybercrime before. In fact, you were the first person I thought of when we learned of this major healthcare system with many of our own doctors, clinics, and hospitals attacked.
Thank you, Vince. It's great to be here again. Yes, that massive attack is wreaking havoc both on the employees and the patients. Their systems have been down for several weeks. It sounds like chaos. The FBI director has called cybercrime and cyber attacks the defining threat of our generation. Data breach, ransomware, network vulnerabilities, funds transfer fraud, everything and anything that's connected is a target. It boils down to working with an experienced cybercrime specialist. Protect yourself or your business. If your agent doesn't understand the tactics of a cyber threat actor, he or she is going to be of little value after an event.
So let's get into it a little bit. What are some of the expenses that would be covered by a typical cyber insurance policy?
Cyber insurance policies, Vince, vary greatly policy to policy. It's essential you choose coverage that aligns with your business's specific need and risk profile. But here's just a few examples. It can provide financial protection to help restore systems, recover lost data, even hardware replacement.
And why should a business then work with R&R Insurance?
Vince, at R&R Insurance, our dedicated cybercrime insurance team has been in place for almost 10 years. We have some of the best cybercrime experts in the marketplace. We understand the risks and can custom design a cybercrime program that'll protect you and your business. And in the event a loss does occur, we'll be there to support you every step along the way.
That's Jeff from R&R Insurance. Thanks for the great info, Jeff.